This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Living on the default line.
June 5th is the new X date.
The Texas Attorney General and...
this deceitful impeachment attempt.
For holiday weekend travelers, it's hurry up and wait.
Very, very long line.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Peter King in Orlando. What's keeping negotiators from resolving the budget crisis and keeping the country out of default? This is House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's really coming down to one thing. This has been about spending.
President Biden has just said it looks good, though, and House and White House teams have just gotten some wiggle room with the Treasury Secretary announcing a new and later default deadline. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Janet Yellen says the Treasury will have enough cash on hand to make key payments on June 2nd to veterans and Social Security and Medicare recipients. But come June 5th, she says, the federal government's coffers will run dry. The new X date, 4 days after June 1st, gives negotiators a bit more breathing room as they aim to reach a debt ceiling deal. Talks between the White House and Speaker McCarthy's team are expected to continue through the holiday weekend.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been plagued by years of legal and ethics scandals. It's gotten so bad that even his fellow Republicans are expected to vote to impeach him tomorrow. Paxton is digging in, though. He says he won't resign, and he's blaming an out-of-stater, the president, for his troubles.
The House is poised to do exactly what Joe Biden has been hoping to accomplish since his first day in office. Sabotage our work, my work, as Attorney General of Texas.
The FBI has investigated Paxton for using his office to help a political donor. He's also awaiting trial for securities fraud. The Memorial Day weekend means holiday travelers by the millions. Nancy Carter flew into Atlanta from Indianapolis.
It's been busy. The airport this morning in Indianapolis was the busiest I've ever seen it, and I've been traveling out of there for 40-some years.
I'm Jim Crisul in Wallace, South Carolina. This is the first holiday weekend since what many consider the end of the pandemic. People are more than ready to be out and about.
Yeah, I think we're getting back to normal.
I think people are just trying to hold each other close and enjoy that there's another opportunity to be with each other. And hopefully everybody's making it travel-wise.
AAA says a record number of Americans, 42 million, will hit the road this weekend.
A South Carolina judge has put the state's six-week abortion ban on hold until the state's high court can review it. The old law allowing the procedures up to 20 weeks into a pregnancy will stand, at least for now. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 329 points. The NASDAQ gained 278. Now this.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Several big cities report the number of murders is down for the pandemic years, but they say it's still not low enough.
Mayors and police chiefs are trying to stop the growing violence by getting police officers into the community, and in some cases using trained peacekeepers to enforce curfews and try to stop fights. They're worried that crime will spike in summer beyond its normal surge. Interim Chicago Police Superintendent Fred Waller.
Increasing police presence on public transit, in retail corridors, parks, and other high-traffic areas.
Officials in Cleveland, Newark, and Philadelphia say they'll be putting more officers in high-crime areas during the summer. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Drug Enforcement Administration says Morris & Dixon Company will no longer be allowed to sell opioid painkillers after media reports said the company was allowed to do so for 4 years, even after a judge recommended punishment for ignoring rules aimed at preventing abuse. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Mexico is a sometimes cheaper option for cosmetic surgery, but CBS's Alexander Tin reports that some patients who went there could be facing unanticipated trouble.
According to a CDC official, the United States and Mexico have asked the WHO to consider a public health emergency of international concern after hundreds were potentially exposed to fungal infections through two clinics in Mexico that did mostly cosmetic surgeries. Early testing suggests that the current outbreak might be caused by the same kind of fungus Fusarium salani that caused another deadly outbreak from late last year elsewhere in Mexico.
Vatican officials say Pope Francis was tired and running a fever after a particularly busy day on Thursday, and that's why he skipped several meetings today. The Pope is 86. He was hospitalized for 3 days back in March for high fever, and he's expected to preside over Sunday Mass at St. Peter's Basilica and meet with Italy's president on Monday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A new CBS News audio podcast and broadcast focuses on the mysterious death of a legendary journalist.
Listen now.
Our program tells the story of CBS's George Polk, killed 75 years ago as he tried to get Americans both sides of the story when a civil war was ravaging Greece.
The question is not whether he might have had cause to fear violence from the Greek government or the communists. The question is, who killed him?
The Polk case has modern echoes. The Committee to Protect Journalists notes the number of media workers killed last year was up 50% from the year before. CPJ President Jody Ginsburg says globally, journalists are increasingly being depicted by the powerful in a negative light.
It's to throw sand in our eyes so that the people who are engaged with exposing wrongdoing are themselves considered unreliable.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
And that's the World News Roundup Late Edition. The broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins, and I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.